Pontius Pilate, A Frame of Pilate in the Passion, a movie by Mel Gibson. A Roman camp watches over an ancient palace. Death of Pontius Pilate, Roman governor of Judea. The day before, a chained Jesus was taken in front of Pilate. He was accused of subverting Moses' law and declared himself king and Messiah. The ministers demanded that the Roman governor validates their accusations. After having interrogated him, Pilate was soon reluctant in condemning him to death. He tried different attempts to save him, but at the end he proposed to seriously punish him through flagellation, and then let him go. Ecce homo. Here the man is. These are the words through which Pilate introduced Jesus to the crowd, tortured by flagellation, humiliated by the royal power simulacrums through which soldiers depicted him. A cloak, a thorn crown, and a reed in his hands. Maybe he hoped that would have been sufficient to calm down the crowd. However, there was nothing to do. In the film The Passion, by Mel Gibson, the figure of Pilate emerges from all its contradictions. The torment of his soul, the vanished attempts, his final surrender. In front of the crowd, Pilate washes his hands. He denies every responsibility and hands in the victim to the executioners. However, he does one last thing. He writes himself the inscription to put on the cross with the reasons of the sentence, an ambiguous inscription. He writes in Jewish, Latin, and Greek, Jesus Nazarenes Rex Judaeorum, Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Judean.